بسم الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. الله الله، أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. أبي الله سبحانه وتعالى، أبي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah is saying in Holy Quran. And obey who are on authority on you. You will be in safety, dunya and akhirah. If you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you obey His Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will have sa'adatul darain, the happiness of the two worlds, dunya and akhirah. And if you obey those who are on authority on you, you save yourself from headaches and difficulty in this dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Allah didn't say, أطع نفسك, obey your ego, obey yourself. Because ourselves, our egos are always in struggle. Our egos, they don't know what is good for it or what is bad, because shaitan is playing with our egos. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, obey me, obey my prophet, don't obey yourself. But in reality, we are obeying ourselves, leaving the obedience of Allah and leaving the obedience of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you obey, you win. When you disobey, you lose. Everyone thinks that he has the biggest mind, the highest intelligence, the huge inventory in his mind, that what he says is perfect. And Allah said in Holy Quran, إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَرُومًا جَهُولًا. He is ignorant. Man is ignorant and oppressor. Because he is not perfect. What he thinks is perfect is imperfect. The only perfection is to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only perfection is the way of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imperfection is the way of your ego. And that's why awliya listens to everyone. Awliya, they are submitting. So they are the murids, and the murids are their shaykhs. They listen. The murid comes, say, oh my shaykh, this is better. Okay, you do it as you like. The other one comes, that's better. Okay, you do it. And these two murids, fighting. Because Shaykh, his will is with his Lord. His heart is with Akhirah. He's not caring for dunya. Murid has to understand and learn that obedience is the safety for him. If there is no obedience, then there is no safety. And if you obey, Allah raise you higher and higher. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, when he was obedient to his Lord, until he reached a level that Allah called him to the sacred valley, Al-Wadi Al-Muqaddas Tuwa. And there he said, because when he reached that place, means Allah wanted him to reach the highest level of purity, is not?
No.
It is a divine holy presence where he reached. He said, take your shoes, take your shoes. اخلعني عليك إنك بالوادي المقدس توا. Take your shoes. Means take everything that coming from dunya, anything related to dunya, throw it away from your heart. Come to me clean, pure. When he came, what he said? قال ربي أرني أنظر إليك. قال لن تراني. You read that ayah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رب أرني أنظر إليك. قال لن تراني ولكن انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني. فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا. فلما أفاق قال سبحانك تبت إليك وأنا أول المؤمنين.
إذن قال ربي أرني أنظر إليك. أو الله. When he reached that high level of purity, he said, he has the confidence with his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has the confidence to ask something, that let me see you. قال ربي أرني أنظر إليك. Let me see you. Because رؤية الله عز وجل في الجنان حقيقة. The seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in paradise for mu'mins is a reality in Darul Akhirah. So he said, let me see you. When he reached that Wadi al-Muqaddas, the holy sacred place, it's Akhirah. Let me see you. قال ربي أرني أنظر. أنظر. أرني أنظر towards إليك. He said, لن تراني. He said, you cannot see. But he didn't say to him, you are not going to see me. نظر and رأى different. رأى علم. Means رأى الشيء might be with eyes, might be with knowledge. رؤية الهلال in Arabic language is رأى الشيء. Either he see it with eyes or he know it by knowledge. He said, oh Allah, let me arini anzur. He said, let me arini anzur ilayk. How they translate it here in... arini anzur ilayk. Let me... أرني, show me how to see you. أرني
he said, oh my Lord, show thyself to me, that I may look upon.
Show thyself
to me.
To me, so I
may look upon
you. My look upon you. Arini anzor. So two words in Arabic became two sentences in English. Let me show thyself to me. Let me that I can look. What he said to him? He said, "Not you cannot look at me." He said,
"By no means can thou."
He said, you cannot see me, but he didn't say lan tanzur ilay, because nazar is different from tara. He said, lan tarani. I am not going to show you myself. But he didn't say you cannot see it forever. He said, lan tarani. Walakin unzur ilay, but look at the mountain. He made him to look at the mountain where Ibn Abbas said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him there was no mountain, but Allah called it a mountain in Holy Quran. Showed him, Ibn Abbas related, one of the biggest muhaddis and mufassir in Quran, the time of Prophet. He said he showed him 100,000 prophets. Sitting there making dua, and 24,000 prophet with ihram saying labbaik Allahumma labbaik mulabbina lillah azza wa jalla. That mountain was mountains of prophets. He showed him whole prophets, means he showed him the whole message from beginning to end. 24,000 prophets from the beginning to the seals of Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam are 124,000 prophets. He showed him 100,000 of them making da'a, 24,000 in ihram making labbaik Allahumma labbaik mulabbina lillah azza wa jal, asking him through talbiyah. Musa fainted from that scenery, from what he saw. Means he saw all these prophets in such a situation, immediately he fell into prostration. Kharra Musa saiqa. Means when he fainted, lost himself with this scenery of prophets, he was not able to control himself, went into complete submission. When he went into submission, when he waked up, it's not a coma. For us, it's a coma. Some people, they go into coma, finish. They do not feel anything. Sayyidina Musa went into coma in the love of Allah and love of these prophets. Means he was not feeling except that ecstasy. Nothing in this dunya can bring him out. And that's why Prophet ﷺ said in one of his hadiths that if someone went into coma, he is not in coma, he is seeing everything going around him, but his tongue is frozen. Cannot, and no movement. Because it's everything frozen with what he is seeing. Allah is showing him. Either punishment or according to his amal. Either punishment or happiness, paradise. Rahmah. So he will be under that. If it is rahmah, under that ecstasy. If it is punishment, under this heavy burden, cannot speak anymore. Many people, when they go to psychiatrists, sometimes they say children, they get at night afraid, frightened, no more can speak. Their tongue frees. So once when someone frees either from mercy or from punishment, in that it means he is under ecstasy or he is under a heavy burden. So when Sayyidina Musa saw that, he was in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, فَلَمَّا أَفَاقَ قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَوَّلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Oh Allah, I ask you forgiveness and I am first of believers. It's competition now. He wants to be one of the first between the prophets. When he saw that scenery, Allah opened to him. What Ibn Abbas said is something big, huge. That mountain was 100,000 prophets. Allah gathered them there for Sayyidina Musa before they were created. And 24,000 in Ihram calling on Allah, Mulabbin, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik La Sharika Laka Labbaik, oneness of Allah, calling for oneness. Inna alhamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Before they were created, Allah showed them to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam in that day. Means if Allah wants, can show his servants what is before, what is after. And this is the example of Sayyidina Musa. He showed him all prophets came before him, and he showed him all prophets coming after him. Like Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave him ulumul awwalina wal akhirin, all the knowledge of before, all the knowledge of after. He said, I saw Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj. He said, Allah showed me every person of my nation and other nation his place in paradise, and those unbelievers their place in hell. Till the end. He knew everything from beginning to end. وَلَا يُطْلِعُ عَلَى غَيْبِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا مَنْ اِرْتَضَى مِنْ رَسُولٍ. He will not show anyone of his unseen except whom he likes, whom he chooses. So Sayyidina Musa wake up. He said, Ya Rabbi, forgive me. أنا أول المؤمنين. He came back from his ecstasy in submission, saying, Ya Rabbi, وأنا أول المؤمنين. I am first of believers, means believer, mu'min. When Allah say mu'min on someone, means obedient. Cannot be mu'min if you are not obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means obedience is the head of every amal. When in your amal there is obedience to Allah, it will be the head of every amal. You lose obedience, you lose head of amal, of the amal. Shaitan will play with your amal then. So obedience is very necessary. And we have to learn how to obey each other and how to control ourselves. The young respect the elder respect the young. Not the young shout at the elder and the elder shout at the young. But let everyone say what he likes. Let everyone speaks up, bring what he wants to bring, and then guide. Allah will be happy with you. May Allah bless you, bless everyone, bless this meeting, and keep us on the right path, and not to let us to be deviated by shaitan. Keep us under his obedience, because the sa'atul ghafla, the time of what Tahir Haghafla? heedlessness is dangerous. When that comes, you don't know what you do. You might do something that make Allah not happy with you, make Prophet not happy with you, make the whole community not happy with you, although you might be the best in your worshipness. When Shaitan comes and play with you, you destroy everything. Like, look what happened with Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Shaitan came, little, sad rafla, heedlessness time, he came, he said, oh, why you are not eating from that tree? If you eat, you will be everlasting. So Allah told him, don't eat. So obedience, we go back to obedience. Allah told Adam, don't eat. So what Adam did? He ate. So what happened? What happened? He sent him to dunya to forgive him in dunya by difficulties. And to teach him how to be obedient, that is for us, all his children, to learn how to be obedient. Obedience is the most important aspect of religion. And that's why he said, أَطِيعُ اللَّهِ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. That's how he said, مَنْ أَطَاعَ الرَّسُولُ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Who obey Prophet, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is built up on obedience. If there is no obedience, we are losers. May Allah forgive us. حرمت الحبيب حرمت الفاتحة. تقبل الله.